after that, I had the promo for WebAx, which is a cool another fellow Detroit podcaster who just started podcasting. He's got about 5 shows up now. In fact, he's eligible to be in the Podcast Outlaws now, so we should check him out for that as well. Very cool. Dennis, he's a nice guy. He showed up at the last meetup, which if you want to check out is available on the RSS feed at DetroitPodcasters.net. We had a crazy time there.
Welcome to WebAx, practical web accessibility tips. Hello, this is Dennis, and welcome to WebAx Episode 8, Testing for Accessibility. So today we're going to cover just that topic, how to test your site for accessibility. And as you may or may not know, there's many ways to do this, not just automatic accessibility checking applications, but just other manual ways to do it. So, the first thing would be to validate your HTML or XHTML and your CSS. And the reason I say that is because if you have valid code, then it's just going to give your users a better opportunity to access that code if it's standard. And we all know the big company that starts with M that is finally joining the bandwagon and coming up to speed with that. But if you want to future-proof your site and make it more accessible, then that's a very good general rule to follow. So validate your code. The next point is go through your site with your keyboard only. And this is an excellent way to check accessibility because your website should be device independent, and going through a keyboard is a good way to check that, and it's a good way to check different user agents and devices for accessing your website. So go through all the functionality of your website with just your keyboard without the mouse and see if you could do it. The next thing you can do to check the accessibility of your website is to turn off your CSS. Just completely turn off your style sheets. And if you have the accessibility toolbar for IE or the developer toolbar for Firefox, this is pretty easy. Other ways, or Opera actually has good support for this, but other ways you could do it in IE is go to Tools, Options, and there's an accessibility button there. I don't know if you've ever noticed that before. And then you have 3 options that you could check to turn off different things, and you could even apply your own style sheet to all web pages. But the idea here is you should be able to access the content of your page without style sheet, and the flow of the content should still be the same, you know, or at least make sense. The next thing you can do is to test your site by turning off the JavaScript. And this is for pretty tight restrictions that a lot of people kind of tend to ignore, but it is mentioned in Section 508 guidelines, and it's mentioned in the W3C accessibility guidelines that your website should function and all the content should be accessible with JavaScript turned off. So with the methods mentioned for CSS, similarly, you can turn off your JavaScript in your browser and go through it that way. The next way to test your site for accessibility is a screen reader. A lot of companies nowadays will have a certain station. Hopefully they got a test station set up, and you could have JAWS or whatever kind of screen reader set up on there. I know JAWS is kind of expensive, so if anyone out there knows any other free or inexpensive screen readers, and then go on to webax.blogspot.com and let us know. So yeah, go through your entire site with the screen reader. I know it might be a little long and tedious, but it's kind of interesting. And you know, make sure that it's reading your alt tags and all the links are making sense and everything. The next way that a lot of people know of is by using an auto checker. And this is an application or part of an application that automatically goes through the code of your site and checks for accessibility. And everyone pretty much agrees that this isn't the best or, you know, not the only way you should do it, but it's definitely a good tool. So that should be a piece of the pie in testing your site for accessibility. And Dreamweaver has improved their tool, so that's not bad. Bobby, probably everybody's heard of Bobby by now, although I think the name of that might have changed. But and there's another one, a pretty quick, simple, easy one called Cynthia, or Cynthia. And all these links will be on my webpage, so please go there to the webax.blogspot.com site and check these out. Another little free program you could download, it's an auto-checker, is called Aprompt. And this is pretty good. It has all different kinds of options to test accessibility. And a coworker of mine at a previous company actually found it, and it's not bad. Okay, so we have validate your code, go through your site with the keyboard only, turn off your CSS completely and go through your site, turn off the JavaScript, go through with a screen reader, use one or two auto checkers or whatever you can do, and then the last thing, which is maybe the least but actually most obvious thing, is to have someone, hire someone or have someone you know who actually uses you know, alternative input devices or is disabled in some way, and have this person go through your site and see what they think about it, you know, by this person's experience, if they think it's okay or if it's terrible, they can't get to anything or don't understand anything, this is a really good way to do it. Okay, so that's it for today. Some good tips on how to test your site for accessibility. Hopefully I gave you an idea or two. And if you got any other ideas, please email me or leave me a message on the WebAx site. And I appreciate it. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Visit WebAx at webax.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webaxe@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.